sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
Yes, but can I add some more nasty sauce, please? Coming at you.
I asked for a nasty sauce on the side, and we got it with this episode of The Earful as we start off in great fashion.
Welcome to Section 7 of The Earful.
Wow, that's right. So this is the 7th installment of The Earful. I'm Tom Barilli here with my buddy
Ty. He is tall.
Just call him Ty. He's a man that doesn't even need a last name. It's just a one name, Ty.
You're the Ty.
You are the dude. But yeah, welcome everybody.
Welcome. We're back.
We start off with that flavor from our buddies Portugal the Man.
I can't wait for that new album to drop. They're teasing us with that sexiness.
It's a super tasty track, man. Yeah, so that's Feel It Still by Portugal the Man.
Thank you, Portugal the Man.
I guess that's an album coming out soon called Woodstock. All right, I'm down, man. But yeah, welcome. Here we go. We do it all over again.
Here we are.
Ty, we got the 12-song countdown. Looks like I'm up first.
Drop it on me. Drop it on all of us.
Half been dropped.
If love is love, death will speak in time. I heard a voice inside my head.
All right, it's going to...
Funky flavor.
It's going to take off here in a minute. It's like one of those kind of just like, it builds into it. But I dug this track.
Oh.
Oh, baby.
I wasn't expecting that. All right.
And that's what I thought when I first listened to it. This was pretty good. This was a band's called Woods. Track is Bleeding Blue off Love is Love, 2017 album. But they're touted as an American folk rock band from Brooklyn.
Tom, thank you once again for bestowing new music onto me and to all of us. And as we do bestow new music onto all of you, we invite you to please...
We implore you.
Please go out and support that band if you like that band. Buy merch, buy an album, follow them, do whatever you got to do. iTunes, it doesn't matter. But as we pay it forward to you, you pay it forward to them. It all works out.
Dude, well put, Ty. That's a wonderful disclaimer, and it's true. All the music you're hearing on here, we want to put into your ears, and hopefully you can sort through it and pick out what you like. And we want you to share what you like with us, too, so you should do that.
This is fucking rocking. Yeah, good.
And now
good
we move
track,
on
man.
To Ty. Ty Guy's track. What do you got, Ty?
I'm rocking it with that new Black Lips album, man. Black Lips have always been kind of tasty. They're a little like sub under what I want to love.
Okay,
you know what
okay.
I mean? Like they've always been reaching for that. But this album is a little different to me. I dig its flavor. And I know it was produced by Sean Lennon, too.
Oh, no shit.
I think it's got some of his psychedelic flavor on it.
Now that you said Sean Lennon, I'm feeling the Lennon stank all
it's
over.
It's got a little bit of it. Yeah.
That's nice, Ty.
The song is called In My Mind, There's a Dream, and it's off Satan's Graffiti or God's Art? Question mark. Brand new album that they just dropped a week or two ago on us. And
nice.
Enjoy. I like it. I do. Do.
Ha! Yeah, Ty, that's a great choice, dude. That's just some solid garage rock, man. Love it. Dude, says it from Hotlanta, dude. That's great.
Shatlanta.
This dude is not from Hotlanta, but man, does he sound like it? Yeah.
Hey. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man, this was Benjamin Booker, Witness, off of Witness, which is his album coming out. Might already be out.
Benjamin Booker's been around quite a while, right? He's a guitar guy.
Yeah, it says that he's an American musician, songwriter, and guitarist from New Orleans. But people say he sounds similar to the Gun Club, Blind Willie Johnson, and T-Rex.
Yeah. Got that
love
T-Rex
influence. That's good, man. He's got a really great voice. He's got kind of a good group behind him.
I like the flavor a lot, though. Oof. I love it, man. I love it when the transfer of music. I love it.
We're good at that. We enjoy it. It's fine. You're right. It kind of went back, and Benjamin Booker did have a couple other albums, and they were all solid, you know? It's some of them are more showcasing him as a guitar player.
Yeah, but, this feels more produced album.
Yeah, he's really singing in this track. Yeah. Great voice.
Bring it to me.
Being that witness, yo. Oh, that clapping part. Yeah. So give that a whirl.
As we're in that little guitar flavor, you know. I mean, I love Taj Mahal.
I love that you dropped the Taj bomb on everybody.
Why not?
I love it, man.
Taj Mahal's the
guilty
shit.
Guilty pledge.
Always.
Guilty pledge.
I have a couple vinyls of Taj. It's fantastic. But he's
with Keb Moe.
Keb Moe, yeah, man. They collaborated on this whole album. And it's
tight. I love his voice.
It's pretty awesome.
His voice.
It's
yeah, I mean, if you've been living under a rock, Henry St. Clair Fredericks, who is Taj Mahal, is just a badass American blues musician. And Keb Moe is Kevin Roosevelt Moore, who's also a badass blues musician.
Yeah.
So if they get together on an album.
I think it might be live. I think it's live.
Oh, wow. I've seen Taj. I've seen a Taj show before. It's pretty fun.
I've never seen him live.
Yeah, I saw him in Northampton, Massachusetts.
How was his voice?
It was like this. It was crisp. Yeah. It was just perfect. It's one of those voices that no matter where you were sitting in the theater, it felt like he was standing right in front of you singing to you. Crisp.
Beautiful thing, man.
And Keb Moe, he's no joke, man. He's good.
Yeah, really good. But I got that Taj crush, man, always.
Yeah, do you find yourself being kind of a guilty blues man?
Indeed I do. Man.
Very cool.
I love the blues, man. I mean, every guitarist is a blues guy for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
But Taj Mahal albums have always been soulfully blues, too. It's I don't know. I like his flavor. And Keb Moe is awesome.
Some sexy flavor.
Move it on.
I don't know. This has a little... like planty fucking Zeppelin feel to it. I kind of dug this track.
Oh yeah. Definitely got that plant vibe on that.
Oh,
vocal.
It's got that mad plant vibe. This is Greta Van Fleet. They're an American hard rock band. They are exactly that. This is off Black Smoke Rising, which I believe is an EP they just put out. But they kind of embody that rock and roll, totally that era of Zep, you know? It reeks of it.
Black Smoke Rising. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
come on.
That's a little too on the nose, but... I'm digging the shit out of that.
Still love it.
Like, in a day and age where I'm not going to see Zeppelin anytime soon, just give me all that faux Zeppelin.
Aren't they doing that? You heard about that, right?
I did hear about it. Is it a concert? Or?
It's obviously not all of them, but...
It's a select group of them.
I don't want to see that show. It won't be the same Zeppelin. This
won't
is
be
awesome,
the same.
Though.
It won't be the same Zap, that's for damn sure.
Moving on.
Ty. This was an interesting choice, Ty. For one, it was an interesting choice because I couldn't fucking pronounce any of the song title or the artist name.
I don't know if I can either. I'll try.
Try it.
This track is an artist called Tenariwen. Tenariwen. Tenariwen?
Nailed it.
Whew.
Tenariwen.
And the song is called Sestenagra.
There's an M in
Satan?
There.
It might be Satan.
Sastenaquam.
Sestengam.
Yeah, if you can say that
Sestengagam.
Properly, I'm more to you. Ty, this was an interesting choice. I mean, it's still this along.
Album.
It's still along your world music beat here.
Yeah,
that you've
I kind of like.
On.
This one came out of nowhere though. Like I was off that track.
Okay.
I wasn't looking for world music, and this just happened to fall in my lap. And it's the whole album is really tasty. It's kind of bluesy like that too. It's got a lot of awesome slide guitar, but
I don't know if you read up on these guys, but they have a super interesting history. It says they're a Grammy award-winning group of Tuareg musicians from the Sahara Desert region of northern Mali. The band was formed in 1979 in Tamanrasset, Algeria, but returned to Mali after a ceasefire in the 1990s.
Well, I'll be damned.
So these dudes have seen some shit. And obviously been around to put out some albums and crush some
turn
fucking,
that up, man.
Yeah.
Let's
let it speak
tasty.
For itself. Mm.
The album was Elwan. Just came out.
That's awesome.
Earlier this year, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, man. You should listen to that whole album.
I'm excited.
It's tasty.
One, yeah. It's a good drop.
You remember, like, world music being kind of taboo? Like, yeah, fuck world music. I'm not going down that route.
I think yeah, there was a stigma to it where people were just kind of like, you're just going to get this
it's
one
be
thing
cheesy
with world
or,
music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I feel like people have broken those barriers with world music.
There's so much great music.
It's amazing,
out there,
dude.
And
luckily for us, you're seeping it into these playlists, and we love it. I dug this, man. This was just kind of, this was different. All I need is 5 minutes. If you can see it's a French band, two dudes. All I need is 5 minutes. They have two albums.
Her.
The band is Her, and the track is 5 minutes, obviously, because they just keep saying it, but it was a decent jam.
Yeah. And then the
kisses. Takes a little bit, but it really gets into it. Well produced.
All I need is 5 minutes. Something else I'm guilty of a lot. French music.
Me too, man. I definitely dig on the French French pop scene, French this kind of stuff's fantastic. All I need is 5 minutes. Yeah, that's pretty much what this is. They got this kind of feel. It's off their album's called Her Tape 1, and there's Her Tape 2 just came out. That's like the new one, I think. That's what kind of prompted me to kind of look back and remember these guys.
I thought I remembered
on that French
band.
Stuff.
I can't remember the music, but I thought I remembered Her. You know, that one girl, Her.
Oh, yeah, man. This was a great choice, man. I'm a big fan of this band.
Have you been listening to him for a while?
For a while, yeah.
I went and did a whole...
Absolutely adore him.
This is Pond, by the way, off their new album, The Weather. The song's Colder Than Ice. But, yeah, I did a bunch of research from all the Tame Impala offshoots.
Okay.
And Pond is a couple members of Tame
Impala. I did not realize that.
And that's how I
how
discovered
rad is
it,
that, dude?
And a couple other bands too, actually. But the Australian psych rock scene is kind of awesome.
I love that they were from Perth.
Yeah,
I mean, so what were they doing? Just like on their downtime, they're just catching some gnarly waves and
colder than ice, though, man.
Yeah, it is. Colder than
I don't know. They're but yeah, psychedelic rock band.
They're like, fuck you, foreigner.
We do what we want.
It jams, no tie. Up to their standard.
Tasty, especially if you're a fan. I'm glad you like it.
Crazy talking.
Little sampley.
Is that out? I want to definitely jam the...
It is out, yeah.
I'm going to have to jam the rest of that.
I'll send it to you, man. It's...
This was kind of different. I don't know. This kind of popped up on my feed, and I liked it.
How are you supposed to say that?
Out with the birds in a bottle in the bar.
Actually, it's really cool. It's... The band is... It's spelled B-N-Q-T, and it's pronounced Banquet.
Ah.
This is actually a pretty interesting group. I did a little research on them. They're actually a super group because it's five lead singers. It's Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses, Alex Krapnus of Franz Ferdinand, and Jason Little of Granddaddy. They all did this side project.
Dude, and the guy from Midlake.
Eric Pulido from Midlake. It's pretty jamming, man. I heard this track and another track, but it's very, it's cool, man. It sounds like an album that should have been written in the 70s or
something. Do they have discography? Do they go back a ways?
Or no, this is their first endeavor.
This is their debut?
Their first outing.
I had no idea about this.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
It's like a weird supergroup thing. Man.
Get on that banquet.
Get on that banquet. Sad about the bass player from Granddaddy that just died.
Oh, really?
There's somebody in Granddaddy right after their new album just came out.
Yeah. Actually, there was a Granddaddy on the first Earfall. That's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, tip of the cap to our fallen comrade. Yeah, man, this is good stuff. I'll definitely check out more of some Banquet goodness. Really liked this track, Ty.
I have a great story behind this. I've been working this job, doing lots of runs, and usually I'm jamming music too. But I happened to just have my music off, and there was this asshole in this golf, turbo golf next to me, jamming this as loud as he possibly could.
Okay.
And I was like, what the hell is that? Siri, what song is this? And what came up was Polyphia.
All right. I've never heard of this group.
And this track is called Lit, and it's a single
lit.
Off their upcoming album, I think. But yeah, they have had a couple albums. I went back and did a little research after finding this track, and it's...
It's interesting that it's progressive metal.
It's like...
Because
yeah,
it doesn't come across
it's progressive,
as progressive,
it's electronic,
metal.
It's like all these different meshes of different stuff I like.
Interesting.
But sometimes it's a little too much. I don't know, they go a little guitar wild on me. I'm a guitar player, don't get me wrong.
They go to guitar?
It's good, but there's like cheese, just that hair of cheese sometimes.
All right.
But I do like this song, I like it a lot.
Yeah,
so
it.
Thanks,
it,
asshole in the golf.
Yeah, I got it.
Thanks
yeah.
for that.
Thanks, dude. You contributed to the Earful, and you didn't even know it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited about this.
I got a guilty pledge for Crack and Smack, man.
I do,
too. That's these guys right here, man. Their shit rides, man. It's really good. Those Netherlands dudes.
I didn't realize they're Netherlands. Trio.
Yeah, this is Crack and Smack, My Mind's Made Up, featuring Bernice Van Leer. Takes a little bit, but then it really gets like, they kick it into like, they're like disco funk time.
Dance!
Yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah. Now you're getting wild.
Yeah, man. Oh, let that simmer. It's tasty.
Oof. Yeah.
So while we're dancing, we should do a couple plugs, Tom.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea, man. Boy, I mean, what are we? We are the Earful. We are a part of the Oh No Radio Show, or bonus content show.
A little bit of that bonus.
And we like giving it to you on a weekly basis. We've had a lot of fun doing this.
And some good feedback.
We've had some really great feedback, but we are part of Oh No Radio Show, and you should check out that show, our anchor show. That's live every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. That's over at www.mixler.com/Oh No Radio Show. And you should check it out. We go live every Thursday night, and we'd love for you to tune in and listen to that as we deem it the shit shit. What else can they do, Ty?
You can go check us out on Twitter if you want, at TheRealONRS. Follow our Instagram, Facebook. All you got to search for is Oh No Radio Show.
Do it.
You know, the group is fun. There's fun shit we throw up
and
post and swing back and forth. And that kind of ties into also we have a special event coming up soon.
Ooh. What is it,
Ty? And all the other podcasters in town are starting to get a little heated. I like it that for once we're not inciting pod war.
Yeah,
pod
war's
kind of happening and we're going to talk about it. Tell us what we're doing. You got the flavor.
Yeah, man. We're doing for our 300th episode at Oh No Radio Show, we decided to roll out a huge event. It's an actual bowling tournament that we're doing. We are hosting the tournament. We're going to be actually commentators at the tournament. And we've invited some of our favorite podcasts from around the Orlando, Central Florida area to come out. And it's going to be June 16th at Colonial Lanes. And everything's kind of lining up right now. We're getting all the details buttoned up, and we're putting all that stuff up on our Facebook pages and groups where the event's posted. But it's going to be a ton of fun, and
I'm excited.
I'm sure there'll be some music playing in the background, and I'm sure that'll be provided by us good folks here at the Earful.
Putting that funk in your eardrums.
But yeah, I love that. That was a pretty smooth plug section, Ty.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting better at this.
And also, you know, we have a couple other brothers, sisters, cousins. You go check out Oh No Wrestling at Oh No Wrestling, HTTP /2 Oh No Wrestling. LIBSYN.com.
We're going to have to talk to the guys over at Oh No Wrestling.
Yeah.
They need to consolidate that website.
And, you know, we do the Oh No Showcase once a month, too, where we promote some local band, local act that's playing here in town. And also we got our cousin podcast, Duncan, up there, Mile
yeah,
High
baby.
Correspondent. Nobody Cares, Go Harder. And that is at www.ncgh.podbean.com.
Extra delicious content.
Holla, holla, holla.
It's all free. It's all just being really put out on a weekly basis. And with all that plug stuff, brings us to the last track, Ty. And you have the honor of doing the last track, my friend.
So I've been a fan of these guys for a little bit, and they've never put out a full album. Band is Wild Wild Wave. And this track is called Dusk off Nuees, I think. N-U-E-E-S, Nuees. Off their,
it's that little accent mark. It always fucks with
they're
you.
They're French. I'm not sure.
Wow. Second French band. I think we got a little French
the
band
French
going
flavor.
On. Frenchy French.
Can't help it.
This is good,
but,
man.
But yeah, they put out a few other albums where it's only two or three tracks, and they're always really delicious. But
dance
I've been waiting
electronic
for them to
duo.
Put out
damn
an
fucking
album.
Right, dude.
And this album is tasty. You guys, please go check it out.
This is nice.
It takes a minute, you know, they smooth into it, but it is tasty. There's lots of bells, glockenspiel. They have like a really good mallet player.
This is great. Oh yeah, take me there.
It's got that sexy French texture, man. Mm.
It's like French outer space. Dude, that's super good.
Tom, this has been fun, man.
Dude, this has been a good, another solid. Oh, wow. Excuse me, xylophones, while I cut in. This has been a super solid episode of The Earful, man. The Earful, Section 7. Holla,
section
holla.
Section 7.
I can't believe we've done 7 of these, dude.
Sexy Section 7.
No, man, we really have a good time doing this. And, I mean, as Ty and I have said, we are continually just adding to these playlists. So we're going to keep doing these things. And even if nobody's listening, we're probably still going to keep doing it.
Damn right we are.
So you better listen, God damn it.
Don't we have this one new awesome segment to get through?
I was going to maybe see if we could squeak away from it, but there's just part of me that has to do it.
Come on.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah. That's right. Who did it better?
All right. There we go.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, so they're on the board. So in this segment of Under the Covers, we decided to find the song Celestial Blues. Ty, tell us about the song. How did this come to be?
Well, you, sir, played in, I believe, which episode was it?
Prior Earful, probably Prior five.
Prior Earful, maybe five or four, yeah. Somewhere in there. You played the Avner track. I think you played Fade Outlines, which was a great track.
I did. That was by The Avener, correct?
And I went and I've been jamming that album quite a bit.
Right,
and,
right.
And
very
also,
good album.
Like, he's doing these covers of certain songs, so I'm going back and checking out those originals.
Oh, very cool.
And that's how I came to be on this with Andy Bay. And let's, this track, Andy Bay is a little more jazz-oriented normally.
Ooh.
But this album that he put out, oof. Oof.
Sexy.
I mean, it's beautifully, soulfully sexy.
So this is the Avener rework of it.
This is the Avener track?
This is the Avener track.
Okay.
So this is a cover of Andy Bay's original.
Right.
Wow.
I can tell you this one is a little bit more upbeat, but damn it, it's sexy.
Okay, this is interesting.
You can't turn it down.
Like how we did on the last episode, we're almost doing this one backwards, but I like it. So this is the covered track of what we'll then listen to the original. All right.
Correct.
Interesting taste test.
We must get closer to this end of life.
Yeah, it's super cut up, sweet.
But beware that it takes her to strive.
But
it's no mind, don't let it with an eye.
This shit is sexy.
You'll find it.
I mean, I really, I need a lady to come by and say, hey, while I'm turning this up.
So that's interesting. So I'm now very interested to listen to the OG. So this is the OG Andy Bay version of Celestial Blues.
It's a little slower jam, but
this
is,
you hear
righteous.
But you still hear it in it. It's really cool. Almost, yeah, I like the stripped downness of this.
This track, to what he's actually saying,
it's
destroying me.
Oh, wow.
This is what I'm about.
But be aware that it takes courage and strife.
Ooh, yeah,
it does.
It's super good.
Expand your mind, don't let it wither and die.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find that it lifts your spirits high to the sky. So meditate.
Man. Oh wow! You know, I gotta be honest with you, man.
I feel like
the Tomrometer is going toward this version.
This original version is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
That Avner track. I mean, when I want to party, it's pretty awesome. But
I would kind of have to say.
I gotta say,
the Ridge is
amazing. You and I mean it. You should actually listen to this album. You should listen.
It's worth
the
listen.
This album is perfect.
All right, so that's Andy Bay. Experience and Judgment. And I think, didn't that come out in the 70s?
74, man.
Wow, 1974. God, dude, it's
delicious.
It's been another pleasure of an earful to
it
deal has with you,
been.
My friend. We're crushing these, so we're gonna keep them coming. That was it. That's all 12 of our tracks plus our new segment that we're pumping in there, Under the Covers, and. You know, basically, this always follows format. We post these things up with all of the artists' names and information on our website, which is www.onoradioshow.com. And yeah, basically, like we're telling everybody that if you want us to listen to something that you think's really cool, you should throw us that information.
Please do.
And
yeah.
we want to check stuff out. We're all about that listener feedback. But
I
don't know, man. I don't know any other things to say except to wrap it up. We got to pick a song to go out on here. It's tough. It was a pretty eclectic group of songs this time around. Yeah, I kind of dug this track. All right, we'll take it out with again Woods Bleeding Blue. This was pretty decent. Go try to find all these tracks and artists and enjoy them. Share them with your friends.
Looking forward to it too.
Until the next episode of the Earful, this was Earful Section 7.
Sexy Section 7.
Yeah, we put the sex in section. All right. Peace.
Thanks, everybody.
Later.
I am the wind. Love's not dead.
We hope you enjoyed the music.